I've been told that the tea that was shared on air at 5:30 about the familial situation that I've been dealing with now for a couple of months involving my sister and her 70-year-old lover.
Yeah, when your sister's 42.
And my sister's 42.
Proper context. I don't want people thinking you have like a 70-year-old sister.
I don't even think that's... My mom's 65 and my biological father would be 68 this year. That'd be wild. That would be some real West Virginia stuff. I've been told it's the best tea people have heard. Jared, who's listening with his fiance, our friend Allie says, big fan of the show, appreciate you, says it's the best tea that they've heard in a hot minute. So we might have to get to that. And in case you missed it, continue to work through our emotions.
Yeah. There's more layers you got to uncover there?
Surprisingly, yes, there are more layers to that. Shouldn't be.
Really
that should
shouldn't.
Be enough.
It really doesn't affect you that much.
Other than
a couple comments here and there, some new people at some holidays, but it really doesn't affect you that
and
much.
And I get to high road everybody.
Right.
I mean, can we talk about that?
Yeah, by having a normal family, you're good now.
Like, yeah.
You just get to, hang out.
Oh, no, not from that. I don't high road my sister. My sister can do whatever the hell she wants.
Well, you get the options if you want to.
But no, it's the family members that that like to act like they're above things. Them I get to high road. Oh, we're not going to make jokes about this time? What about this other time that I remember? It's been a lot of fun. Let me just say, I've had a lot of... It's been a very Merry Christmas
for me. What's the boyfriend's name?
I don't... Well, okay. I've been given two different names.
He doesn't want to answer now.
No. I've been given two different names.
He's an alias or something? What's going on?
I don't know. I've been given Bob and I've given Randy. Both of those are 70-year-old guy names,
by the way. Who gave you Randy?
She did. She calls... She'll interchangeably use them...
What?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. So you call him Bob Randy? What do you do? Like when you go up to him and say, hey, Bob.
I don't think I've called him his name yet.
Okay. You've just laughed from afar.
Yeah. He's called my mom.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've called him Bob or Randy. I've just been like, hey.
You should go give him a big hug and be like, what's up, brother?
No, I think my sister does that enough.
She says, what's up, brother? How kinky.
I think if anything, it'd be like uncle.
You
gave your sister a succulent?
It was for her birthday.
I meant the hug.
How kinky. I just didn't know. We're in the Jerry Springer world already. I didn't know how deep we were going.
Listen, whatever makes him happy.
Yeah, that's all.
Right?
We don't kink shame around here.
Whatever makes
that's
you happy.
That's one of our deals. We don't kink shame.
Well, you've already pushed the bounds of where I would go with this. So if you wanted to take it another step further, I can't be the one to judge.
Good old Bob Randy.
Now. All this being said, Keith definitely took a picture of you throwing the pictures at me. And as was my great fear, I look like such a you-know-what. But you actually kind of look like a badass.
Thank you.
If I can say.
Thank you.
Because you're just very confidently like, I'm throwing it. That's how you threw it.
You gave me some zest on that. Turn me into Carl Anthony Towns.
Because I have to.
I'm throwing it.
Even the Broadway version.
No. Because I was so zesty in me and looking and be like, reaction? No,
yeah.
Not papers.
Oh, no, not.
Please.
I might get a paper cut.
Anything but the paper, which did not go anywhere near me.
No, it flew right over your head.
Now, we did have Brian Batko on of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and asked him about Mike Tomlin's future.
I think that was slightly more likely had they lost last week to Baltimore, and the negativity that would have come along with that would have been pretty deafening. But he was on the Rich Eisen show this week and got asked something similar point blank, and he said he's been institutionalized. So that is quite the quote from a guy when it comes to weighing the option of continuing to be a head coach for year number 20. Or going somewhere else. There's a pretty sizable gap between fan opinion of Mike Tomlin and front office opinion of Mike Tomlin. I think it was basically always going to be his choice what he would want to do. Rightly or wrongly, winning that game last week against their biggest rival probably tamped down a lot of that. But fan sentiment, I think there's a lot that are still ready for a change here.
You know me. I desperately want the Steelers to win tonight. Holding.
Don't
turn on me. I'm not becoming Nicky Yinzer here. Just so.
Well, you did talk about inbreeding like 3 minutes ago.
That's true. This is how we get him. We get the Yinzer population interested with a 70-year-old uncle. That's how we're doing it.
Just got to bait them in. You got to meet people at their
that's
level.
That's true.
Meet people at their level.
Yep. That's what all the greats do. But so that then they can lose next week. So in this way, you get the first playoff win in 9 years, which so then all of a sudden Steelers fans are like, maybe Tomlin isn't a scrub. Then they lose, and Tomlin goes, I'm going to go to Fox for a year. It's the best of all worlds. It really is.
Or the best is they lose tonight, and then Tomlin just goes to Fox next year.
Yeah, but the idea that Tomlin finally does.
I don't need Tomlin to end out on top. I kind of want Tomlin just to sit in it.
Not me.
I want him to lose for a while.
Not me.
I want him to consistently lose in this first round of the playoffs like he always done. And
why?
Hey, the congratulations is
this
that
about punishing
at least,
the Steelers, not Mike.
At
Mike
least he's, they're both, they go hand in hand. At least they're not double digit underdogs in this postseason game the way they have been the past few years when they've gotten waxed out the door. Like that's at least a positive in Mike Tomlin's direction. I have so much hate in my heart for Mike Tomlin as a coach because I hate how people talk about him as if he walks on water, all these type of things, as if he's so great for accomplishing 9-8 seasons. I dislike it.
He's a top five coach in the game.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the results that say top five at this point.
Over the course of 20 years, he does.
But for the past decade, and a decade is not a short amount of time.
That's fair. That is fair. Just ask Randy Bob.
Randy Bob, Bob Randy, whichever we settle on.
He's only had seven of those decades.
Whichever it's, I mean,
compared to four to me.
Not a ton.
Yeah.
For a quarter of your life, Mike Tomlin has been a very meh to good head coach.
One seventh of his life.
And he just gets treated as if he's the greatest thing ever. I am curious what happens with Aaron Rodgers with tonight. Because if Aaron Rodgers wins, then Aaron Rodgers, I think, will come back next year.
I agree. I think he might be back either way.
He might be, but I think if he wins this game, there's going to be a lot of things that just convinced him that the Jets was a debacle because the Jets are a debacle, and he can still sling it. Like, I don't think he's ready to give it up if he wins tonight.
I think you could convince me that either a win or a loss would be more enticing to bring Aaron Rodgers back next year. I do think the deeper we get into these playoffs, he's got to show that wife at some point. You get to the Super Bowl podium. You win the Super Bowl, by God.
She doesn't exist.
And she doesn't show up.
What do you do? Is he going to hire a wife?
Aaron, there's no way. You're never going to beat these allegations. This makes Lene Kukua look like a paper cut, comparatively, of I made up a fake wife, rolled with her for a whole year, won a Super Bowl, and then everybody found out. It was like two bad weeks for Manti Te'o getting catfished. This is a year. This is a year.
I just think
it.
If he calls up Manti Te'o for advice, what do I do to get out of this? He's like, Manti's like, you're in too deep.
What if Manti?
You just gotta keep lying until it goes away.
What if Manti's go, I do have the contact card for Lene Kukua.
What does it cost to just basically tell someone, hey, I'll give you, what is it, $5 million? Is it $10 million? To say that we'll pretend that we've been married for months.
What prostitutes have you been around?
You'll be my wife for the public image until we can get divorced.
In Pretty Woman, the girlfriend experience was like a $10,000 for
a
weekend
thing.
You don't
get a lady of the night or anything like this. That's not who you hire for this type of operation.
You think a lot of people are going to know that?
This has got somebody that's got no background in that, and then you're going to sign an NDA, you're going to get it all on the up and up.
It's called a beard. Hollywood does this multiple times a year.
This is a cover-up in a different way, though. This is not just... A beard is a completely different game.
It would be the funniest thing if he showed up and it was like,
how does he approach this? Like, what is it? Like, if he had a friend, he was like, hey, listen, I'm in a bind. Nobody thinks I'm actually married. The bit's gone on for too long. I thought I was going to teach the media a lesson. Instead, this has turned on me. What does that friend charge Aaron Rodgers to then go along with the bit of being his fake wife for the Super Bowl run to then get publicly divorced in like 6 months?
$10,000.
Oh, way too short. Way too short.
Why are you putting it at $5 or $10 million?
I think it's a service exchange for this kind of money. Goods or services have to be exchanged.
They better sire a child.
This is a con
to further
so that
the law.
So that he's not just considered Manti Te'o Lene Kukua.
I don't think he can
That's
do
worth
it.
It's worth a lot to Rodgers to get out of this messy situation he put himself in.
He dated a woman named Blue Earth. I don't think he's thinking that hard about any of this, which is why it's going to be even funnier when it does blow up and it's like, oh, it's actually life-like doll.
But what he does have going for himself is that nobody thinks that he was actually married to begin with anyway.
Is that going for
you can get out of it pretty easily at that point.
How do we do that?
I think you do what he's been doing the entire time, I think. You just keep saying she exists when she doesn't exist. I don't know.
So you deny till you die?
Listen, I can't get out of it. That's why I'm trying to find a $5 to $10 million route out of it.
10 years from now?
You're asking me like I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm responsible for coming up with his exit plan.
You got all the answers over here. You got Mr. $5 to $10 million for the Lady of the Night.
He's made $300 million. You can spend $5 million to get you a... It's not even a Lady of the Night. Just say, hey, friend.
I think you can have $100,000 and she's going to go ahead.
You need to go to everything and pretend that you're married to me, and then like 6 months we'll just publicly divorce.
Well, yeah, by the way, this would be the hard launch.
Maybe he calls up Blue Earth again. I don't know. She can't be
She's
that expensive.
She's not motivated about money.
Yeah, she can't. Well, Yeah, but, you know, drugs cost money, so everyone needs it.
But ayahuasca is surprisingly affordable.
Is it? No. Is it?
Yeah, I mean.
I did not know that.
$5,000 to $6,000 for a full round trip ticket, I guess.
Really? Is that it? Just
Costa
ballpark
Rica.
That.
Yeah. Just ballparking it. I don't know.
Wait, for the full round trip? So what portion of that trip is the drugs?
I think Aaron Rodgers, the round trip part, the trip part of the round trip. I think Aaron Rodgers probably has frequent flyer miles to Costa Rica at this point. I think it's like he's got the first 11 ayahuasca trips punched, and he just needs that 12th one punched.
It's like a Subway sub card.
Yeah, but with ayahuasca trips.
I like the idea of him getting on the airplane and then being like, here's your ayahuasca.
Do you validate?
As if it's like orange juice.